I always liked speaking with James Craig when he was the chief of police for the city of Detroit. I think he did a great job. I think the record shows he did a great job. And now, of course, as former Detroit police chief, he is a Republican gubernatorial candidate, often called the front runner in a pretty crowded field. However, the field might not be so crowded for all the wrong reasons coming up with what are being called claims of fraudulent petition signatures. And I want to get a little deeper into that and say hello to our friend, Republican gubernatorial candidate James Craig. Welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show, Chief.
Hey, Paul W. Thank you, my friend, for having me on this morning. And as you pointed out, it's a crowded field, consistent leader in the field. So clearly, when you look at the whole petition complaint, first it was filed by one of my opponents on the GOP side, and that started. Then the next day, a second complaint was filed, including me and that person, another GOP candidate, by the Democrats. And so here's my takeaway from it. One, and maybe I should have understood this from the very beginning, that when you are a leading candidate, consistently leading in the polls, and I probably said it to you many times, Paul, that I don't get excited over polls, but consistently, let's start with the GOP candidates. I've been the leader by double digits consistently. Also, some polls comparing me to Governor Whitmer, I've either been in a dead heat, a little ahead, or a little bit behind. So when you look at numbers like that, you're a threat. And so if they can take me out, it clears the way on the GOP side. And certainly on the Democratic side of the House, I believe and know, like many of your listeners, I'm the one GOP candidate that can unseat Governor Whitmer. Now, I understand what the stats say about, well, an incumbent hasn't been unseated in, 30 years. But we're some special times. I heard somewhat what you were talking about just before. But when you look at what's going on in our state, in our country, how we're divided, many of these issues that are on the table today are not partisan-related issues. When you talk about inflation and rising cost of gas, this is a national problem. This is a Michigan problem. Why must it be a partisan issue? It just makes no sense to me. We have got to start looking through the lens of what's in the best interest of American people. We have open borders right now. How often do you hear this administration talk about fentanyl deaths? It is a crisis. And if we don't think the borders have nothing to do with it, shameful. We skirt around the real issues, and it's just shameful what's going on in our country today and yes. Our state.
And a mostly tone-deaf group of politicians that are so much more concerned about getting reelected than really getting certain things done that are for the people and important. But that's another story. Quick question. James Craig with us here on the Paul W. Smith Show, WJR, front runner on the Republican side of the ledger, running for governor. What were your reasons for not participating in the debate in Livingston County last night?
Well, I've been in Livingston County, I want to say, maybe 3 weeks ago. Had a great conversation with folks there, talking about our platform. I had a great commitment already lined up with American Contractors Association of Southeast Michigan. And it was over 125 folks in attendance. I was able to share the vision for Michigan, and so it was well-attended, and so wasn't a snub for any other reason that, you know, I have multiple events usually on a day. Uh-huh. So that was the reason why I didn't go.
I did receive word last night that you will participate on Mackinac Island at the Greater Detroit Regional Chamber Policy Conference, Sandy Baruah's event coming up soon, that we will be there. And you will be there a part of their presentation of the candidates. You are going to participate there.
I do plan to participate in that event.
Now, how worried are you about not even being able to be on the ballot because of a technicality? And do you think there was any fraud or unfair play from your opponents or from your opposing party to get you to hire people who were going to screw your signatures up in the first place?
Well, first of all, Paul, I'm not going to hire somebody who's going to purposely screw up.
Well, no, not that you would know. Not that you would know, well, but isn't it a little unusual that three of the major Republican candidates might not be able to be on the ballot?
Well, I don't know how unusual it is. I have been also told by pundits that this is not a surprise that the signatures are being challenged. Not a surprise at all. Certainly, in the way the media has a tendency to twist it and says, well, Chief Craig acknowledged that there's fraud. No, I didn't. I acknowledged that there was a complaint filed. One of the local news stations, teed it up. Chief Craig acknowledges. How am I going to acknowledge fraud? I'm not doing the investigation. I didn't initiate the complaint. We are responding to the complaint. Our team is responding to the complaint. And so I'm optimistic. I know why this is happening.
We've got just 30 seconds. There's nothing I can do about that. So wrap up your thought here. I don't want to cut you off in mid-sentence.
Well, I'm just, I'm optimistic we're going to continue to move forward. There's still momentum behind our campaign. I'm optimistic, and we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, stay optimistic. Keep up the good work. We'll be following, and we'll talk to you up at Mackinac, if not before. Thanks, Chief.